Shang-Chi started out as an idea. I think they miscast it. And then it seems like 80% of it was supposed to be about his sister and their version of the Ten Rings. Obviously, with so many things happening, and of course, the revamp, I don't think Shang-Chi and now maybe the Agents of Atlas, which is basically a S.H.I.E.L.D. wannabe, I don't know where that franchise is going, or much less, it's easy to say, who asked for this, but much less, does anybody want to see this? Kevin's just throwing it up on the wall, and is it for diversity? I doubt that very much. It's because these projects have time, a lifespan. And Shang-Chi, the guy was in Barbie. You can't even run on that anymore. Barbie was now almost 2 summers ago. You know, the Agents of Atlas. We were never, ever introduced to the Atlas agents. I don't know. What do you think about the Shang-Chi franchise?
It's stuck. I think it's stuck. I think it's become conspicuous that there hasn't been a single hint of him, cameo by him in a credit scene or on a Disney Plus show. It's like he doesn't exist. And I'm starting to question where that tension is coming from. Like, it felt like for a while, you know, Destin Cretton was like a favorite son at Marvel. Felt like he had integrated well. He makes the movie. It's well received. You know, all things considered, it did pretty well at the box office with some theaters closed. You know, he gets the assignment for Kang Dynasty. You know, he's working on Wonder Man. Like, it feels like he's kind of one of the guys. And then all of a sudden, it just felt like it started to pivot and go the other way. And now it kind of feels like, even if Wonder Man does get made, which I guess it's already mostly been shot, like, it feels like Destin Cretton's participation in the MCU is pretty much done. And so, like, with him kind of goes, Shang-Chi kind of goes into, like, the Blade bucket of, like, what do you do with it? Like, the character exists, but alluded to, yeah, look, we don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, we talked about the China issue with Simu Liu, like, leading up to the first film, and, like, did that matter, did it not matter? And, like, you know, it seemed like it didn't. And, like, now at least I'm floating it as, like, maybe it did more than we knew. It's ironic because, like, coming out of that movie, like, the person who wound up winning and blowing up was Awkwafina. I mean, you can't go anywhere without seeing her. I mean, like, animated, live action. I mean, she's just minting money. But, yeah, from all the stuff we heard where they almost wanted Shang-Chi to seemingly be, like, the new Steve Rogers type leadership role, to now, like, the character, basically, it's like in an Elseworlds. Like, I'm not optimistic. And if they announced it at, like, D23 in 2026, I don't think there's any buzz. Any buzz. And, like, I think they'd be better off just, like, keeping it quiet, wait for the reset, get a new director, new star, new writer 10 years later, and just act like the first one didn't happen.
Because if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can't seemingly come back, Agents of Atlas, and I've said it publicly, I think we need to go with an infinity formula, Nick Fury, and let's move on from Mr. Jackson, and let's get something else going. Gentlemen, I think a overhaul, revamp needs to come out of Secret Wars. I don't know.
It's interesting because, like, I like Shang-Chi, I think, better than you guys do, but it's interesting that, like, the choices they made are very specific, right? So they were like, they chose Jackie Chan homage. That's what they wanted to do. They chose sort of the mystical side of sort of Far East culture as something they wanted to put on screen. That's why you got the third act that you got. But it was interesting. Now, they wouldn't do this type of movie as a Shang-Chi, but I remember when I was sitting in the theater watching Monkey Man, and I was like, this isn't a great movie, but there's a whiff in here of very conscious Bruce Lee homage that Dev Patel was trying to achieve, where I was like, this would have been the other route, like a harder action streets kung fu, work your way up the building, fight the boss in very stylized rooms of combat. Like, that would have been the other way, and they didn't do it. So that's why, you know, I don't hate what they did, but I'm like, if they wanted to sit it out and reset it, maybe they should revisit a hard PG-13 version of that as a way to restart the character and see if people like it.
some of the elements were key. The father running away, the son running away from the father, but they just skewed left, and the sister took over. And you can't have those elements, but here's the problem: the lead character, I have to be interested in him. I need to really want to see him. I'm more interested in seeing Moon Knight than seeing Shang-Chi. They did a seemingly serviceable series with Moon Knight. It was serviceable. You can't keep throwing projects on the wall, just like you said about Wonder Man. We all love Yaya. Did I really necessarily want to see this? My prediction is I don't think Wonder Man's going to do well.
No, I don't think so either. I think, look, the formula they were trying for in Shang-Chi was clearly the same one they tried for with Chris Hemsworth, in the sense of a sort of lesser known lead, and we're going to put legendary acting around him. And in Hemsworth's case, it paid off because he turned out to be a talented enough actor and a versatile enough actor to play the role. Comedic, dramatic. It took him a while to find the right tone for that character. And you could argue that they've then lost the tone for that character.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, Simu Liu, he had a tough time. But the reality is, like, if you're on screen with Michelle Yeoh, you're going to have a tough time. Like, if you're, you know, the people that he was sharing the screen with, like, you got to stand up tall in those scenes. And when you walked out of the movie, you're kind of like, I don't know that he got there. He was the weak link.
Two things. For Shang-Chi character, it would have been less is more sort of approach would have been better. And the things that helped Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and all these other guys is that they were in other movies, and that when they came, it came up to their turn for their own film, the numbers grew. With Shang-Chi, we haven't gotten any of that. So we're definitely, I think, going to perhaps either see Simu Liu. Listen, if Simu Liu is in an Avengers film and China's trying to be like, we're not showing, you know what I'm saying? If it gets down to that, I don't know if he makes a cut. And I see after Secret Wars with this reset that we've been talking about, that would be his run. That would have been his last and only participation in the MCU.
I think the gentleman who played Michelle Yao's son and the brother's son on the Netflix series would have been a better Shang-Chi.
The chair leg.
Yes.
Yes.
It would have been lights out, espionage.
What's his movie? Nine.
It's the a Netflix series. They canceled it after one season, but the guy who plays Charles' son,
yes,
has two brothers.
What's the name of it?
The brother's son.
The brother's son, S-U-N. And like one's like a super nerdy, like scientific guy, and the other one is like this hard, like kind of gangster. Yeah.
Okay.
He's good. I remember seeing the show and I was like, that guy needs to be signed by somebody to do
and
something.
And he was there for the role. Kevin said no. That's when I said, when you go Hollywood and you bypass, wow, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know in the comments section below. This is definitely going to be an interesting conversation that I put up to for you guys to sort of chime in on. But let us know in the comment section below, and we'll see you next time on the Nerd Gen Report.
The show goes on! Yeah!